DW Deutsche Welle News. This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. The war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has started in The Hague. The 67-year-old is accused of some of the worst atrocities in Europe since the Second World War. Karadzic is defending himself. He told the judges that he should be praised for promoting peace.
Instead of being accused for the events in the war, I should have been rewarded for all the good things I've done, because I did everything humanly possible to avoid the war and to reduce the suffering of civilians.
Karadzic is one of three Serb leaders brought to trial in The Hague for war crimes during the conflict in Yugoslavia between 1991 and 1999. He faces charges of genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity. Deutsche Welle's East Europe Affairs correspondent is Frank Hoffmann.
One line of argumentation is saying that, yes, there were killings, however, they happened in the course of war. And the other side of the strategy is to discredit the prosecution. The prosecution had a lot of problems to disclose in time evidence, and Karadzic and his advisors are using this on a day-by-day basis.
Meanwhile, as Karadzic opened his defence, the separate trial of former Croatian Serb leader Goran Hadic also started in The Hague. He is charged with crimes against humanity and accused of killing and deporting minority ethnic Croats from the region when Croatia broke away from Yugoslavia in 1991. EU Health and Consumer Policy Commissioner John Dalli has resigned over an anti-fraud office investigation. The European Commission released a statement on Tuesday saying that the Maltese Conservative politician had left with immediate effect following allegations of attempts to influence tobacco legislation. The probe was launched by the European Anti-Fraud Office after tobacco producer Swedish Match made a complaint. The company said it had been approached by an entrepreneur seeking financial rewards for influencing legislation. The European Commission also said that Dalli denies any accusations of trying to sell influence. Germany's finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble has proposed far-reaching reforms to end the eurozone crisis. He called on EU member states on Tuesday to create a fiscal union to ensure tighter budget controls, and also said that the European Parliament's decision-making process needs to be reformed. Schäuble told reporters that his proposals include a new currency commissioner.
I think they are realistic steps that could be taken now. First of all, to make the currency commissioner stronger and more independent, like the competition commissioner, who can make decisions on their own.
The UK has blocked the extradition of a man accused of hacking into US military computers. British Home Secretary Theresa May said on Tuesday that the risk that Gary McKinnon may harm himself is too great. The 46-year-old has a form of autism, and psychiatrists said he may attempt suicide if he is sent to the US to face trial. The decade-long case is one of Britain's highest-profile extradition cases. It's alleged that McKinnon hacked into both Pentagon and NASA computers between 2001 and 2002. If found guilty, he would have faced up to 60 years in jail. Jordan's electoral authorities have announced that the country's parliamentary election is to be held on January 23rd. The King of Jordan dissolved parliament in early October in response to a wave of protests and demands for reform. In football now, and in qualification for the 2014 World Cup, Germany gave away a 4-0 lead and allowed Sweden to come back and salvage a 4-0 draw. Sweden scored all four of their goals in the last 30 minutes of the game, including the final goal in the last minute of injury time. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.